Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello again, folks. This is Joan Matthews coming to you live on Blog Talk Radio, and it is May the 25th, 2019. And hello there, checkers, and welcome. I'm glad to have you. And today we're just going to speak on the commandments, the Sabbath day, what is going on in the world, what is happening with the church, the Catholic Church, the Pope, the Christian Church, and it is crazy, the things that is happening in the world today. We are definitely living in the last days, and folks, let us do all that we can to just tell others about these things, because folks, I'm telling you, the church is asleep. The church is asleep. They're in a deep slumber. I mean, the days that Yehoshua spoke of the 10 virgins, they were all asleep when he came back. And so, you know, we need to just give God our heart, our soul, our mind, everything. I'm telling you, folks, all of ourselves. The Lord God said that we must love him with all our heart, all our soul, and all our mind. And there can be nothing left. There can be no opening for the enemy to come in. And it is a perilous time we are living in. Okay, so today we are going to speak a little bit on the coming Sunday law. It's been all over the internet about what Pope Francis is doing with this climate change. And he is pushing this climate change, and in the guise of just to bring in a change in the law, in the law of the Most High God, to enact Sunday as the true Sabbath of the Lord. And folks, we know that God is no liar. Our Father is no liar. Yehoshua is no liar. And by doing this, this man, this religion, is making God out to be a liar, because the Lord God said that he honored the Sabbath day, he sanctified it, he set it apart, and he called it holy. And he said, remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. And so, lo and behold, everyone, the entire Christian religion, they are just running around. They're like the worst to even talk to about the Sabbath day. They would come up with all sort of excuses, they come up with so many excuses that they can't even come up with an excuse anymore. They would just say, like, I was just speaking to a family member of mine on the Sabbath day, and she was like, you know, I'm just going to just keep Sunday as it is, because I'm sure that there is nothing wrong with you people keeping the Sabbath whatever day they want. No, the Lord God said the Sabbath is the seventh day, and he set it apart for a reason. So let's just talk about, first, I was remembering, let's see here, let me just check the chat room. I was remembering what Obama did when he was a president. And President Obama had brought in this law about the television. Everyone who were just using an antenna, they couldn't see TV anymore, nothing. Everyone had to go online. Everyone had to have Wi-Fi or cable in order to see TV. And by having Wi-Fi or cable, everyone is connected to each other. Everyone is going to be seeing, you know, everything depending on what channel you're on. You know, you cannot use antenna anymore. So all that was doubted out. And so why is this important in these last days? Why was it so important for Obama to just get rid of all the TV that people use antenna with? And who doesn't agree, I guess, don't use TV. There are some people I know that doesn't have a TV, and kudos to them. I'm actually I wish that I can just throw my TV out, but so my husband and the kids, they just are like the worst. They literally can't live without the TV. But folks, the reason why I bring this TV law up is it's very important in these last days, because as I read Daniel chapter 3, let's go to verse 4. Then a herald cried aloud, "To you it is commanded, O people, nations, and language, that at what time you hear the sound of the cornet, flute, harps, all kind of music, you fall down and worship the golden image that Nebuchadnezzar the king has set up." So what had happened here, what Daniel is saying to us, is that back in the days of Babylon, Nebuchadnezzar has set up this statue, and this statue, there was music that played before, and everyone was required to bow down to this image. And folks, there is nothing new under the sun. The thing that was is that which is, and that which is that which is to come. No, the Ecclesiastes said, "Can anyone look and say, here, this is new?" He said, "No, but it has been done already." So it's coming back. This golden image, this image of the Catholic Church, this image that the Catholic Church is casting over the people to enact Sunday worship, to enact Sunday law. Yes, it has been since the 16th century, the Catholic changed the true Sabbath day from the seventh day to the first day of the week. But now, I believe this is going to be the final nail in the coffin, where Pope Francis, along with the leaders of the world, they are actually coming together, just like back in the day, Nebuchadnezzar and all his cabinet, all his coonies came together to enact this statute so that everyone, all nations, tongues, and people had to bow down and worship this golden image. So what is going to happen? It leaves for us to see what's coming down in these last days that we are living in. Folks, the times and laws have been changed. Daniel spoke of this man who will change times and laws, and it has been changed. The Catholic Church changed the Sabbath from the first day of the week, from the seventh day of the week, to the first day. And lo and behold, all Christianity bowed down. Yes, you can worship every single day. You can worship God every day, but we have to acknowledge. Unless we acknowledge the seventh day as the Sabbath day, then we're not fearing God. We have to fear God. The Bible said, the Word of God said, we must fear God and keep His commandment. And Yahushua said, if you love me, keep my commandment. It is he who loved me. It is he who keep my commandment, show that he loved me. He that loved me not, keep it not my commandment. And so, folks, we have to do what Yahushua told us to do, what the Father told us to do. Yahushua said, he told us that he kept his Father's commandment. He said, I keep my Father's commandment, and I do always these things, the things that please my Father. And my Father loved me, and I love my Father. So if Yahushua loved the Father, and he do always these things that please the Father, and he kept the Father's commandment, I do what I see my Father do, and I say what I hear my Father say. And if that's the case, who are we to follow? Are we to follow man, or are we to follow the Lord, our Savior, Yahushua? Yahushua kept the Sabbath when he walked the earth. Yahushua is God in the flesh. And we must do what we see Yahushua do. We must say what we hear him say. We must follow the Lamb wherever he goes. Folks, we cannot follow the doctrines and the commandments of men. We cannot follow our forefathers. I know that many of us were raised to believe that Sunday was the Sabbath day, or Sunday was the day of worship. I mean, we must worship God every single day, but Sunday is the day we were raised to taught that Sunday is the day of veneration. Sunday is the day that the Lord God set aside. He sanctified, he made it holy. You know, the Lord God said to Isaiah, in the book of Isaiah, he said, they have not kept my holy days. They have profaned my holy things, and I am profaned. And I am profaned among them. So the Sabbath day is one of God's holy things. Folks, these are the days, Daniel chapter 7, verse 25, is being fulfilled today in our time. It says, and he shall speak great words against the Most High, and wear out the saints of the Most High, and think to change times and laws. Who are the saints, by the way? Who are the saints? Okay, Revelation 12:17 tells us the dragon was wroth with the woman. Who is the dragon? Satan. Lucifer is the dragon. He is angry with the woman. Who is the woman? The woman is the church, the bride, the saints. So the dragon was wroth with the woman and went to make war with the remnant of her seed. Well, who are the remnants? We today, in the last days, we are the remnant of the seed of the woman. The seed of the woman go way back to the Garden of Eden. Adam and Eve and all of the saints from there on. We are the last generation. We are the remnant of the seed of the woman. And Satan is coming. The Word of God tells us that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and against powers and all sort of deceivableness in high places. We're not wrestling against flesh and blood. We're not wrestling against men dressed in white robes. We're not wrestling against presidents and their cabinet. We are wrestling against the spiritual wickedness behind these people. And persecution is coming. The three Hebrew men stood up against Nebuchadnezzar and this decree. They stood up against bowing down to these images, bowing down to the coming Sunday law. Are you going to be able to stand? Are we going to be able to stand? Will we stand up against these laws? Will we have the faith to stand against the government, to stand against the Catholic Church? You better. The Bible said in Peter that our faith is going to be tried like gold in fire. This trial is going to be deep. The Bible said like nothing that we've ever experienced before. And right now, we have to pray. We all have to do our part. We all must do our part in telling others about these things the best that you can. I'm not an eloquent speaker, but I know what's happening. I'm just here, one person, to tell you that we all must band together. We must, just commune with each other, learn from each other. Look out for what's coming. Be sober. Be diligent, because your adversary, the devil, is going about as a roaring lion seeking whom he may destroy. And we don't want to be caught up in the enemy through these wicked men bringing in these laws and these commands that we should disobey the commandment and the words of the living God. And by fear, many will fall away. By fear, many will give in. But I'm encouraging you guys, you folks, to just be strong in the Lord. Repent of any sins that you might have in your life. We all have to. We all have to encourage our children to stay away from sin. Because any moment, our life can be taken from us, and that would be the end. There is no repentance in the grave. And we all have to do our part, however little. We come as little children before the living God and ask God for forgiveness. The three Hebrew men stood up against the king and his cabinet. They said, we are not here to answer you, O king. Well, we know that the God that we serve, he will deliver us from your hands, O king. And if he doesn't deliver us, we're still not going to bow down to this image. And the king was very angry. And the three Hebrew men just stood up, and they said they have so much faith in the living God that they're like, we know that our God is going to deliver us, and if he doesn't deliver us, we're still not going to bow down to your commandment. We would rather die than bow down to this decree. And when they were thrown in the fire, the men that threw them in the fire was slain by the heat. And the three Hebrew men, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, not a hair on the head was singed. And the Holy Spirit, the angel of God, came in the fire with them. Their bonds were loosed, and they came out of the fire unharmed. The same thing happened with Daniel. When King Darius set up this decree, the men in the kingdom came up against Daniel. They hated Daniel. They always hate the children of God. Satan always hated the children of God. And they came up with this decree that anyone they find praying to any God except for the king will be thrown in the lion's den. And the king did not know that these men, the princesses, were conspiring against Daniel. So this was all what it's all about. And this is what it's all about. Satan, through these wicked men, is conspiring against the children of the living God. to get us to sin. And they brought up this decree that if anyone is found praying within these 30 days, they will be thrown in the lion's den. And when Daniel heard this, they you know, before they even came up with this decree, they were trying to find anything at all against Daniel. And they couldn't find anything against Daniel at all. Daniel was perfect in the sight of God, and he was a perfect servant to the king. So they said, we cannot find anything against this Daniel. So the only thing that we can do is come up against him concerning the law of his God, come up against his God concerning the law. So if we can get him to break the law of God, then we get him. So they come up with this decree so that no one prays to any god except for the God of King Darius. So to get Daniel to break the law, to get the children of Israel to break the law of the Most High God. But Daniel got on his knees 3 times a day and prayed. So they were spying on him. They caught him. They ran and they told the king what happened. King Darius was very upset. He was, you know, he lost sleep. He couldn't sleep. He was upset that this has happened. He even tried to change, wanted to change the decree that he sent out, but the men in the kingdom would not let him. They reminded him that the king cannot go back on his word. And he went and he did not sleep that night, and he prayed and he hoped that Daniel, the lion didn't hurt Daniel. But the point I'm trying to make, folks, is that it is coming again. There is nothing new under the sun. When they set up this Sunday law, when they make it possible for this Sunday law to be in place through this climate change they're pushing, everyone would have to bow down to this Sunday law. And I believe this TV has a lot to do with keeping an eye on everyone and having everyone come before the TV at a certain time of the day on Sundays to bow down with the Pope and God knows who else to worship. To worship the beast. You would think that you're worshiping God, but you're not. And I think and you know, they said as soon as you hear the music, everyone should bow down and worship all nations and tongues and languages, so it's out throughout the whole world. Folks, we're in deep trouble. But then again, those of you who haven't really repented and seriously give your all to the Lord, you're in big trouble. I mean, we're all in big trouble, but those of us who've kept the faith and who've kept the commandments of the Most High God, who are the saints? Let me go back to Revelation 12:17. The dragon, Satan, is angry with the remnants of the seed of the woman. And who are these people? Who is the remnant? Who is the seed? Who are the saints? It is they which keep the commandments of God and have the testimony of Jesus Christ. So those of us who keep the commandments of God and do testify of these commandments, we are the saints. We are the remnant of the sin. And Satan, he is angry that we keep the commandments. And this is why the Catholic Church is pushing this Sunday, is pushing everyone to break the commandments of the Most High God. Folks, we must rise up. We must stand up for the truth. We must stand up for the truth of the living God. We must reject the lie. Every single one of us, every single one of us have a responsibility to each other. And don't say, am I my brother's keeper? We all have a responsibility to each other. A purple pill, not everyone, purple pill say not everyone, mostly those in the U.S., U.S. is Mystery Babylon, and the word religion is not in the so-called Bible. Ever heard of the term metaphorical? Yes, yes, yes. The word religion is not in the Bible. You're right. The U.S. is Mystery Babylon, and so it is. And folks, those of us who are in Mystery Babylon, and not just Mystery Babylon, but around the world, those, everyone around the world are going to be affected by what is going on. We already are hearing so much persecution around the world. China, India, in the Middle East, in the Muslim countries where Christians are, folks, persecution, Africa, beheaded, people are being beheaded every single day. We're not hearing it on the news. We're not hearing it. They're not telling us. We need to pray for each other. We need to pray that our faith grow, that we do not fall for the lies. We need to ask the Lord to teach us, to show us what is coming, to open our eyes. We need to support each other. We need to teach each other. If I know something that you don't know, then I can tell you. If you know something that I don't know, then I go and I look to see what other people are saying, what the Lord is saying to them, what the Lord has said to me personally. He said, if you love me, keep my commandments. This is how we show that we love him. And we cannot follow after man. We cannot follow after preachers and teachers who is teaching us, who is teaching out there that commandments have been nailed to the cross. It's nowhere to be found in the Bible. And if it's not there, then we shouldn't add to the word of God. We shouldn't take away from God's word. We should just follow after Yahushua. Say what we hear him say. Do what we see him do. And ask him to teach us. And ask him to show us. Show us what is to come. He said in the last days that he will write his laws upon our heart and in our minds. God is faithful to his word, and he changed not. So, folks, I encourage you today to just stand firm in your faith. Do not waver. Like I said, trust in the Lord. Him only we should trust in. No one else. I mean, the word of God tells us that so many false teachers and false prophets will arrive in the last days. And if you don't find it in the word of God, then and someone come up to you and tell you contrary to God's word, you should search the scriptures. Don't believe everything you hear. Search the scripture to see if it's there. I love you, and the Lord loves each and every single one of us daily. He came down from heaven and put on flesh like you and me. He died that we might have life in him, through him, and with him. So, folks, this is the end because I'm like down to a couple of seconds right now. And so I just encourage each and everyone, like I said, to just seek the Lord and just be strong in the Lord and just have the Lord, ask the Lord to help you to build your faith. And Purple Pill, thank you for checking in and listening to me. I really appreciate you. Okay, Purple Pill said, I visited Germany, France recently. It was a surprising number of Africans, much more than I've ever expected. Really, I've never thought for one second that Germany would have, any amount of Africans there. But Africans are everywhere. Most Africans have fled to Europe. I don't know. Well, the term Christianity comes from Christ. That's us people, us, you know, in the world today use words that are not going to be found in the Bible. We are back in the Bible days. There's a lot of things that are not spoken, and we are here now in today's day, and we are building on what the apostles and disciples left us. So Christianity, no, it's not in the Bible, but it's a word that is used to describe Christians, who are in Christ. So, so this is where I sign off and I say goodbye. Good night, and I see you again.